and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Life as P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. Yo, my goodness. Happy belated Thanksgiving. If you missed the last show and you missed my last greeting, happy belated family time, whatever. Happy current family time, whatever you're doing. If this is your first time listening to me, I appreciate you giving me a shot. Shout out to everybody who retweets the show, who puts it on Facebook, puts it on Instagram, who gets up in my DM and has whole discussions about things that I talk about. I love that. I love our interaction. I love our support and encouragement of each other. Let's travel this road to success together. I'm with you. You with me? Come on, let's go. If you with me for real though, you can buy my books. They're available on Amazon under the writer Phoenix Ash. My most current book is Savage Fever. It's actually a series. It's 5 books, but it's all put into one book so that you don't have to buy 5 books in order to binge it. You know, I have Cookies and Crumbles. I have my book Soiled Sheets, my book Delectable, my book In Her Makeup, my book Touch Me First. Child, Touch Me First. Ooh, spicy. But yeah, download on Kindle Unlimited, buy it on Kindle, or buy the paperback. I love when you buy the paperback. I ain't gonna lie. I really do. Anywho, repeat listeners, you know you got my heart. I just appreciate you guys so much. Shout out to all the Sagittarius out there. Y'all my people, you know. Scorpio too on the low, because there's a few people who are special in my life who are Scorpio, but Sag season, it's my season, okay? I just had a birthday. I'm all the way turned up. Spent my birthday in Cabo. I'm actually talking to you from Cabo. I'm so excited. It's been a while since I've done a show from destination. I don't even know if last year when I was in Curacao, I did a show. I know when I went to Hawaii a few years ago, I did. But anywho, so if you hear ocean waves or anything like that in the background, I am on the balcony. That might be a little echo. But I'm loving life right now. And I really want to talk about how I'm learning to accept things in doses. You know, my trip was planned last minute because I'm last minute and I don't have a partner. So, you know, I'd be like, I do what I want when I want, whatever. And I mean, of course, I pay the consequences, because then I'd be like, God damn, the thing was so expensive. But anyhow, I've only planned for a few days to be here for a few days and I'm leaving shortly. And at first, like when I was like looking at my itinerary, I was like, God, like, is it going to be enough? Like, you know, I'm traveling for 5 or 6 hours each way. And is it enough days? Should I have booked an extra day? Should I have stayed an extra night? Sat on the beach a little longer, whatever. And as I'm getting ready to go, I'm like, no, this was just enough. It was just enough. And I think I'm getting to a place where I'm accepting the goodness in whatever doses it shows up. That I don't need to go overboard with, because have you ever been like on a vacation where you're like, I'm gonna book 2 weeks, and then you go 2 weeks to the destination, and a week in, you'd be like, God damn it, I'm ready to go home. Like, why is this so long? I don't know if you're like that. That's me. If I book something for 2 weeks, I gotta be like, I'm gonna be in this city for a couple of days, then I'm gonna be in that city for a couple of days. Like, I can't just book one destination. I'm not a big fan of cruises, because I went on a cruise when I was a child and I got sick, and I'm afraid that I'm gonna get sick again and be like stuck on this boat sick. And those trips are typically long. And my aunt I don't even know the proper words to use. I'm still hungover. But, you know, my aunt and my family have gone on cruises that have lasted multiple days. And even she has said, like, I felt like it was kind of long. We did a little over 8 days and it just was too long. And they went from city to city. So I don't know, maybe I have that gene. But anyhow, I just feel like it was just enough. I think I talked about before that I'm learning that abundance doesn't look the same. Maybe I didn't talk about it. Maybe I posted on Twitter. I don't know. Look at my timeline. It's at P Writes, P-W-R-I-T-E-S. Maybe it's on my timeline. But anyhow, I went to a friend's house and their square footage is, you know, not mine, right? And I downsized. And I was looking around their house and I was like, this is real cute. This is real comfortable. This is real cozy. And of course, this friend is super, super organized, like unlike me. But it showed me like how it could be done. And this person is very smart when it comes to spending money. Like they know what they like to be reckless about. And so they are very conservative when it comes to, you know, making sure that they can afford their household bills. They, you know, value owning property and, you know, has owned this property for a very long time and they put in the work to repair it. And I just, I'm looking and I'm just like, I want to learn from you. I want to learn because this person is extremely, like they lack for nothing. Nothing. Whatever they want, they can have. And I just was like, God, I want to be that. I want to do that. It's not that they never have any stress or anything, but it's just not as present as I feel like it is in my life. And I think sometimes the stress is, you know, keeping up with whatever lifestyle you've created in your mind is the lifestyle you deserve or the lifestyle you need to have. And it's not even like a minimalist mindset I'm looking at. It's just abundance just doesn't look the same because, you know, looking at their home and the things that they have in their life and the flexibility in which they have to do things and the spirit that comes with it all looks like abundance to me. And it all looks like you have more than what I have. And it's reshaping my mind. Like, you know, bigness doesn't mean abundance. It's just big. It's just big. It doesn't mean abundance. Now, y'all freshies, could go take that however you want. But I ain't talking about that right now. I mean, I could be, but I'm not. But yo, like bigness does not mean abundance. Abundance is just having more and having an excess amount, but it just shows up in so much. And I honestly think that what I was looking at was abundance in spirit spilling out into different portions of that person's life. It wasn't about what they owned, what they had. They have a bigness of spirit and it spills out and it looks different and it might be smaller than yours and it might not be what you choose to do. Just like somebody's gonna look at my life and what I have and look at it as abundance and, you know, I look at it as not enough or whatever, but like, the abundance in spirit, the abundance in joy, the abundance in love, those are the things that I'm like, oh, that's the abundance that matters. And then it spills out in different places in our lives and shows up and looks different. And when people look at us and look at our lives and what we're doing and how we're treating others, they see the abundance. They don't need the 5-story mansion to see the abundance. They don't need your name on the side of a yacht to see the abundance. They don't need to know that you can rent jets to fly across the country to see the abundance. They don't, like, you don't need that to show the abundance. It's the abundance of spirit. And I've talked about, like, when you're authentic, right? It just shows up in all different parts of your life. You don't have to work so hard to prove who you are, to show up and show people what you want them to see. Because once you have an abundance of spirit, it becomes authentic. Abundance becomes authentic to you and you spill out. And that's when you start to do for others and when you share with others and when you pour on others. This person, this very, very good friend of mine, shares, does stuff that people have no idea, sets limits for themselves to say, like, you know, this is the amount of money that I'm going to donate to random people, not stuff that I'm going to write off on my taxes. But I have so much abundance that this is what I can do. I have a business and I can do for others. I don't need to make a dollar for everything that I do. I want to do something for someone. It's the holidays. What can I do for you? How can I make your life easier? How can I spread joy? How can I make you smile? That's an abundance of spirit. And I was so, and still am, in awe. Like, I'm so impressed with the abundance of spirit that all I want to do is sit at his feet and learn and say, like, teach me how to possess this abundance of spirit, because I want to, you know, I talked about creating a space where people can be authentic and transparent in my presence. I want people to be authentically themselves, to put their guard down and know that they have true love, true support, true encouragement. And life is just easier because you know for sure there's someone in your corner. There's someone rooting for you. There's someone who understands. There's someone who says, yeah, I may not see the vision, but go get that shit. Go get that shit. It don't matter if other people see your vision. God wasn't talking to them. He was talking to you. You know, I have someone else in my life who's very special who, like, said, you know, I think I need this program to help me. And my immediate was like, why do you think you need that? And they explained it to me. And I said, oh, so you know what you need. All right, so go get that. I didn't see it at first, but it don't matter if I saw it at first. You know what you need. Go get that. And I'm going to stand right here and I'm going to cheer you on. And I'm going to, you know, encourage you every step of the way. And yes, go get that. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're doing right. And when you stare left, I'm probably going to try to get you back right. I know I'm annoying. I know I could be a nag. I know it could be a pain in the ass. But at the end of the day, the end goal is to get you to whatever your goal was. And sometimes we stare left and we need somebody to pull us right and get there. And I don't want credit for, like, oh, she was there or she helped me. Or no, I just want to see you win. I just want to see. And if you've ever heard my podcast from years ago, from the beginning of the onset, like, I want to see myself win, but not by myself. I want to see us all win. I want to see us all prosper. It makes me very sad when I see people killing each other or, like, undercutting each other, disrespecting each other, shaming each other, putting each other's business out there. It's so crazy. My God, if you ever read my Twitter timeline, it's bananas sometimes. It'll be quiet for a while and then it'll be like, oh, people just, like, shaming each other and embarrassing each other. It's crazy to me. And the craziness is not even on some, oh, I would never do that. The craziness is, oh my God, how hurt do you have to be to take this route? I see the hurt and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that you hurt so bad that this is the route you need to take. Who was not there? I'm so sorry. Somebody was not there for you. Somebody didn't answer your call. Somebody didn't rub your back. Somebody didn't dry your tears that you had to take this route in order to express the explosiveness of your feelings. No matter how you represent it, that you try to place yourself in the eyes of, like, I'm this, I'm that, when all I see is I'm hurt. I'm hurt. And this is why I gotta embarrass you. There's been a couple of stories like that. So if you're any one of those people who be on my timeline doing those stories, I'm not just talking about you. I might be. But it's not just you. I've seen it multiple times, mostly around some type of holiday. And I'm just like, damn, y'all, what happened to the joy? What happened to the magic of Christmas? I don't know. There's an abundance of spirit missing. That abundance that strengthens your back, gives a straight line to your spine, is missing. You abandon the standards you set for yourself, decorum. Risk embarrassing yourself in order to embarrass someone else. Yeah, that abundance of spirit is missing. I don't just want it for myself. I want it for you too, because I don't want you to feel pain so deeply that you go to the extreme to express the explosiveness of how you feel. We all know I'm dating, right? So I'm in this dating world or whatever. And I stand firm on, you know, I will not let you break my heart. I may be hurt from whatever is happening whatever our interaction. Because, child, if you dating without hurt, please send me the manual. But I will not let you break my heart. I will not. And that's not about, like, I'm going to close my heart or I'm going to shut myself off or I'm not going to give you all of me. Or it's not even about that. It's about all the signs and all the things that I ignored in the past, and you weigh out and you be like, this is enough to end a relationship. Was it enough to end a marriage? Da, da, da. And then I ended the marriage recounting all those things and being like, I guess it was, because, like, you know, whatever. And you learn. But there's certain things in the beginning that now I start to pay attention to. And I just be like, you know, if this looks like heartbreak, you know, somebody could say you could be giving up on the love of your life. And I'm just like, what's for me is for me. It won't miss me. It won't. And if I'm for you, I'm for you. And you won't miss me. Like, I'll be here. If I'm supposed to be here, I'm going to be here. Something will bring us back together. Something will keep us together. Something. But, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm just like, this look like heartbreak. I'm going to exit. But that's basically what it is for me. Like, this is going to interrupt my journey, not just my journey to being a successful writer or living a minimally stressful life or being a good mom. Like, all of those things come together under the umbrella of an abundance of spirit. And I feel like the situation that I'm looking at has the potential to interrupt my abundance of spirit. I'm going to exit or reshape, because I'm also at the age where I don't feel like a disconnection in romantic relationship necessarily means a disconnection in friendship, particularly if you've added value to my life and I've added value to yours. Sometimes it just means a shift. Not as, you know, we have so many boundaries, right? Like, people be so jealous. Oh, why are you still friends with your ex-lover? Why are you still friends with your ex-boyfriend? And it just be like, listen, if you have to ask all them questions and you feel hesitant and you feel unsure, uncertain, and you feel as though this is something to watch, just get out of it. Because you ain't never going to get rid of that feeling. So just get out of it. It's interrupting your abundance of spirit. Anything that worries you too much, that you're going to be thinking about for the rest of your life, got a little thing. You care about it too much. For me, you know, I'm not arguing about you being friends with your ex-lover for the most part, because I'm just like, I mean, it is what it is. If that's some place you want to revisit, then when you revisit, it's time for me to exit. But I ain't finna sit here and worry about that mess. I'm not. I have the ability to be friends with them too. I don't care. I don't care. I finally got into a place where I have enough confidence in myself. I'm not intimidated by the presence of somebody else. If I ever felt, you know, I was dating a guy and, you know, we were openly dating, right? So not monogamous or whatever. And, you know, I was well aware of the other person, of other persons, of people, whatever, that he was dating. And I found that there was one person that I was, like, jealous of. And yes, me, jealous. But I understood my jealousy. And my jealousy was really about, if I wasn't present, this is the person that I would pick for you. So my jealousy was like, oh my God, she's a good match. She's a good match for him. So do I need to not be present so that she could get her blessing, he could get his blessing, and I'm just interrupting that shit? But let him go through whatever he's going through, how he get there. But that's what my jealousy was, is that I thought she was incredibly beautiful. Great mom and great job and looked cute, dressed cute, like all the things that I thought would matter to him. But, you know, there was things that, you know, mattered to him also that, I don't know, whatever. It was none of my business, honestly. Honestly. So I understood my jealousy and I understood where it came from, because I'm working on understanding me. I also understand that my thoughts on relationships and connections with people, whether it be romantic, regular friendships, family, all of that, is a little unorthodox, and I'm okay with that. You don't have to approve, you don't have to agree. It just works for me and my lifestyle and managing my feelings. It's a big deal for me to manage my feelings. I was taught when I was younger that if I don't have power of my emotions, I don't have power. And that is where I can almost always exert my power. to put my emotions aside and think logically and do what makes sense. I still do dumb shit, don't get me wrong, but mostly when I'm emotionally charged. So I try to give myself time to evaluate what those emotions are and what I'm going to do with them. But I want the abundance of spirit where I don't have to work so hard to manage those damn emotions. You know what I mean? I feel like the abundance of spirit gives me some emotional authenticity where I don't have to be careful of where I'm spilling. And that's just how I live most of my life. I'm be careful where I'm spilling. Be careful where my tears show up. Be careful where my heart shows up. Be careful when my slick mouth even shows up, or my hurt feelings comes out my mouth or comes down my eyes or whatever. But I feel like if I can master that abundance of spirit, like that's next level for me, mastering the abundance of spirit so that I don't have to be careful where I spill out, because it's all goodness. It's all goodness. And if you mistake it, misuse it, abuse it, that's on you. That's what you got to rectify with the universe. That's not on me. I could keep spilling. You didn't take anything from me, because an abundance of spirit is self-fulfilling and refills. You know, the universe going to take care of me. When I spill that kind of stuff out and I send it up to the universe, I'm one unit. But the universe is all over. And so when it showers down back that blessing, it comes 100-fold. So I don't have to worry about how I'm spilling out, because I'm spilling out whatever goodness I can. And like I said, if you misuse it and abuse it, that's on you. You rectify that with the universe when it come back to shower on you. But I ain't worried about it, because the universe is coming back to shower on me, and it's going to be a reflection of all that goodness that I spilled out. And that's what I'm looking for now. I want it to spill out in my work, spill out in my parenthood, spill out in whatever next phase of life is. You know, if I settle with a partner, I want to pour that goodness all over them and my child. I want them to come home to me and know that this is the place that feels good, you know, when the world challenges them. I don't want to say when the world beats them down, because I feel like when they're being loved on and reminded to love themselves and reminded how great they are and, you know, the love that's available to them, I feel like the world can't beat them down. It can only challenge. The world can challenge you, but then you go home and you get refilled. You get loved on, rubbed on, fed, you know, so you can go back and take it on tomorrow. I want that. I want that for the people in my life, not just my partner and child, but my friends, my family, people who just meet me for the first time. I want that abundance of spirit to just spill out of me. And I don't know if I'll ever attain it in the way that I have it in my mind, but that's my goal. That's my aim. That's what this coming year is for me. And I might need some reminders. So you might hear this again in a few months. You might hear something similar. But, I feel like lessons sometimes need to be repeated, need to be reminded. You know, it's not something that you come to your aha and then you walk away from it. You got to experience it, work on it. And sometimes we forget that that was the focus and that was the goal. And we got to revisit. And sometimes the universe, that's part of the showering. The universe will remind us. Remember when I'm looking out on the ocean and looking at the boats and looking at how the sun is gleaming through the clouds. And it's just amazing to me that I can experience this. You know, 6-7 years ago, I wasn't taking vacations yearly. I wasn't doing that. I was just trying to get to the next day with my mind intact, with my heart intact, without tears. So it amazes me when I'm here. It amazes me on the life that I was able to build for myself and figure, not even build, just figure out. Because I had the tools, I always could have did it. That's what I realized, I always could have did this. But to figure it out was like, ooh, everything, life, people, all of that, it's all a puzzle to me. So when I get the aha, when I get the breakthrough, when I understand it, I'm like amazed. I'm amazed and proud of myself that I finally figured it out. I finally got it. finally got it. So I hope you finally get it too. If you need my help, need my encouragement, my support, get at me. I'm at P Writes, P-W-R-I-T-E-S on Twitter. I'm also at P Writes on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. It's Phoenix Ash. I have a reader group, Phoenix's Fireflies, and that's F-I-Y-A-H for fire. I would love if you read my books. They're juicy as, okay, it's good. They're juicy. They're good. They're great beach reads. They're great gifts for Christmas. You got a college reader, a young adult reader, the grown woman reader who, you know, like the spice and all of that. Great books for gifts. I would definitely appreciate you supporting it. Please leave a review, rate the book. Those things matter. Amazon does not help promote until you get a certain number of rates and reviews. It's a very tricky situation. Amazon does not allow you to review unless you've reviewed another product first. For whatever reason, it does not let you review books as the first time you're doing a review. I'm about to file a complaint about that because I think that's ridiculous. But I would appreciate it if you help take care of me. I'm going to do what I can to help take care of you. You know, you want to discuss anything. You looking for my daughter's t-shirts. You want to buy one of her t-shirts where her artwork is on your t-shirt or your hoodie. Get at me about that too. Oh my God, my little boo-boo, her little artwork. We should have some new designs soon. You could also hit up at See You Different, and that's S-E-E-U-D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T. They're on Twitter as well as on Instagram. If you can't find it, just hit me up and I'll set the hookup for you. But thank you for entertaining me and my thoughts. I really do wish for you the same abundance that I'm chasing myself. Until the next time when we can love on each other, peace.